If you've ever been in downtown Ann Arbor, chances are good you've seen a tall, slender man wearing a werewolf mask playing the violin. This is Lisa Berry, and it's my pleasure to welcome the violin monster to 89.1 WEMU. Welcome.
Thank you.
Is that a werewolf mask you wear?
It's not a mask. It's a curse.
Okay, what does that mean?
I'm a 495-year-old werewolf, and I've been playing the violin on the streets because it soothes me, makes it so I don't want to attack people.
495 years old, where'd you get that from?
It's just how old I am. I don't have much control over that.
Okay, the violin monster. Is it rare for people to hear you actually speaking?
No, it depends on my mood, but when I'm out on the street, I'm usually happy to have a conversation with somebody, you know, at least stop and say hi. Yeah, I almost anybody.
Well, you are talking to America because you are on America's Got Talent. So how did that come about, and how's the experience?
I wasn't expecting to do it, but it was it's been a great experience. The show emailed me, I think, back in August, expressing interest. They came to Detroit for an audition, and so they wanted me to come down to be in some crowd shots. They said that, you know, while I was down there, I'm welcome to audition if I wanted to. And so that's how it started.
One of the judges is Simon Cowell, and I have actually interviewed him, and he was pretty nice. Did you have any experiences with him you wanted to share with us?
Well, I can't say anything about the show until after it airs. Like, I can't say that I had a great experience doing the taping, and there was more to just the audition. They also taped some behind-the-scenes shots and an interview. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how it's all put together.
People usually see you in downtown Ann Arbor, but I understand you also, do you travel around the world or around the country as Violin Monster, playing your violin?
Yes, I've traveled all over the country. I plan to travel wherever I can in the world as well, but migrate during the winters enough for me to street perform. So far, I've spent a lot of time in New Orleans, especially around Mardi Gras, and Austin, Texas, for South by Southwest.
Do you think being on America's Got Talent is going to even expand your notoriety?
Oh, for sure. Millions of people watch it, and then there's also the YouTube videos that go up after the show. So I know I'm going to get a lot of exposure, and I'm excited to see what kind of opportunities that could turn into.
What could be bigger than having a beer named after you?
Well, I don't know. That was a surprise. So that's what I love the most about this is I can't predict. I don't know what to expect, but it's been a lot of fun so far, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter.
If you missed the show Tuesday night, can you see it again?
Yes, I believe it will air Thursday night as well on NBC. You can also see it on NBC's website after it airs on Tuesday.
Ann Arbor's Violin Monster. Are you Ann Arbor's Violin Monster? Is this home base for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Ann Arbor's my home.
Play us out with a little of your music, please.
Okay.
Violin Monster, tuning up now for 89.1 WEMU. That's the Violin Monster. You can see him on America's Got Talent. I'm Lisa Berry for 89.1 WEMU.